Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. Thank you for being here. You can like and subscribe wherever you happen to find this, and even better than liking and subscribing, feel free to share this. Yes, we're probably going to cover a topic that's crazy enough that you're going to want to share it with somebody else. So stay tuned. On this show, we like to explore the good things in the world. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about White Christmas. And why? Because this episode is due to air on Tuesday, December 24th. Tuesday, December 24th, and Christmas Eve has a tradition for our family. We moved here at the point when I was, as you guys might have known with some of the things in my past, I was pretty much a non-functioning human being. And some friends of ours took compassion on not only me, but my family, and invited us over to start a Christmas tradition or join their Christmas tradition. I'm not sure. But every year for Christmas Eve, we watch at least part of the movie White Christmas. 3 years ago was the first time I had ever seen it. Never seen that movie before. Never even bothered to add it to my genre. I thought it was something completely different than it was. And then when we sat down to watch it, I realized, oh my goodness, this thing, and parts of it especially, were designed for me. White Christmas is a story with a lot of different elements. Most of us know it for the song, Bing Crosby singing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Very popular song, very well done. And the movie opens up with a scene of them singing that in wartime, in World War II, and how it was sung as a way to kind of bond soldiers together while they were missing their Christmases back home with their family. I know that feeling. That is a very, it's a feeling I can connect with, and the movie and the song does that very well. So while I hadn't ever seen the movie where that context was explained, you know, the song has always sounded to me just kind of like one of those, like, oh, somebody in Southern California is dreaming of having Christmas, you know, with snow. And once I had seen the movie, I realized that it captures and embodies that. I'm missing Christmas, and I'm missing the parts of Christmas that make it memorable and special to me. And that theme of post-war veterans and dealing with coming home and what that feels like and how it changes, you know, the life that you live while you're in uniform versus the life that you live out of uniform is fairly prevalent throughout the movie. There's a lot of other pop for the day, you know, sort of elements to it that are really good, so that way the movie could be popular for that perspective. But for me, it's a war movie. It's a post-war movie. It's a coming home movie that requires you to feel connected to some of the memories that you make while you're serving in uniform and working among others. If you have not yet seen White Christmas, I challenge you to watch it. There's a couple of the dance numbers in there where I just scratch my head and wonder why they put them in there. Hollywood at the time had this habit of coming up with songs first and then trying to find a movie to get them all to fit. And Singing in the Rain is probably one of the best of those genre, where they had a bunch of songs and they tried to make a movie where they could all fit them in. And in general, you know, when you start writing a story that way, you get a couple of them really well. I mean, they just fit perfectly great. Glad to have them in there. And then you get a couple of songs where it's like, what is this doing in this type of presentation? And so there's a couple of those in Singing in the Rain, and there's at least one of those in White Christmas. And it's perfectly fine from the story's perspective to skip over that one. I would challenge you, though, not to skip over the White Christmas performance at the beginning or at the end of the movie, where things kind of connect back for a veteran who needed to be reminded of how impactful the decisions they made while they were in uniform were. And that's pretty good. Whether we serve in uniform or out of uniform, we don't often know how impactful our choices are on others. And we do make memories around the holidays. So if you're making memories around the holidays and this podcast reaches you and you're not around family, you're probably making very strong memories for those who you're serving with. I remember one of my Christmases away, we were in Iraq, and we we worked with all the sergeants on our site to make sure that the soldiers didn't have to work at all that day. They had the whole day off. No obligations, no filling up generators, no nothing. Like, just go eat, chill, watch movies, hang out, create memories elsewhere. You know, we've got work. And I remember spending a lot of time at work, just hanging out with a couple of the sergeants and getting to know them better. And we'd have the soldiers stop by because they realized they were bored. And they'd come by and we'd say hi and make some good memories with the conversation. And then they'd head back to hanging out and not having to be at work for a day. And that felt really good to do. I have one Christmas where I, this is later on in my deployment, I was in Afghanistan and I was able to call home and it was able to be video chat, but I can only record the audio one way. So I have this, you know, 45 minute conversation where I'm seeing the kids open up their presents. They're in Oklahoma, I'm in Afghanistan, and you can only hear my voice because of the way that the recording ended up working over Skype. And so I haven't gone back to watch that. And that's something that's interesting about White Christmas is it's hard to go back to the memories you had when you were creating them. Like, I don't feel comfortable watching that. I mean, it's been 7 years now, maybe, since I've left Afghanistan, and it's probably feeling about right where I could go watch that Christmas clip again, but not for the past several years. You know, there's something about the way it felt to be away from family that being reminded of what that feeling was like would just be hard. And so maybe it's time to look at that again, but it takes some time to get there. And it takes some time as well. If you've got a gap between somebody you made a difference with and the time they come back to tell you that you made a difference, that's kind of pretty normal. We have one story in our family about a sword. It's a saber. It's an officer's saber. So a saber, an officer's saber is a curved blade. It's about 3/4 of an inch thick, right? From edge to the back of the edge, right? So it's not a very thick blade. And it's mostly ceremonial. And we have an officer's saber in our family that we had no idea existed. It turns out the saber arrived in our family with a story about my great-grandfather. And my great-grandfather lived in Walla Walla, Washington. And when he would see kids going through their teenage years, especially young men going through their teenage years and having challenges, he had this ability to see things in them for who they were and encourage them to become those people. And he did that with this one young man who ended up joining, going to West Point or joining the Army one way or another. And my great-grandfather bought him that saber with the instructions that when he passed away, the saber should return to the Rucker family. We had no idea. We had absolutely no idea. Nobody in the family knew that this existed, that my great-grandfather had ever had this conversation. We were living in Connecticut at the time. I must have been 12, 13 years old. And all we know is that a gentleman had connected with my dad or my mom and had flown all the way out there to return the saber because his father had passed away. And then he told the story of the impact that my great-grandfather had on his life. And, you know, between the time that my great-grandfather made that impact and the time the saber returned to our family was at least 60 years. 60 years to find out the difference that somebody made from mentoring and telling somebody that they saw potential in them that they could achieve. 60 years. You know, Christmas time we get to connect with people and family. And I've had lots of family in those conversations we have at holidays and reunions and things like that drastically impact my life by little things that they share about their life and the things they see in me. So as opposed to going crazy on Christmas and creating some type of contention, you have the opportunity, I challenge you, to make a difference, to show somebody their worth. And when you think of the holiday season, that's the story of Christ altogether. It is of showing people their worth. People are worth, you know, having a Savior, and they're worth some of our time, and they're worth a lot more than we give them credit for. And when we can share that and show that, then we make a difference. When we can let them take a holiday off to show them we make it, that we care about them, it makes a difference. And I am glad that I can continue to at least try to make a difference in creating this podcast, and I'm grateful all of you guys are there. Let's stop there for today. Here's the obligatory, please share this with somebody if you know they'd love to hear it. The obligatory, please like and subscribe. The obligatory, you can have this delivered directly to your favorite device by hitting the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com, all one word. And reminding you that in a world where you can choose to literally be anything, why not choose to be grateful?